lovely viewers, welcome to another episode of Kudum. My name is Emmanuel Eko Arthur, your host. On today's episode, we're going to talk about money, sika, kudi, cash, l'argent, chale, you know that. Yes. And this program is powered by Sasti.com, your number one e-commerce site. Chale, check it out. You go feel for your body. And sponsored by SES Delivery Service. For all your delivery needs, look no further. We're there for you. Let me go straight to my guest, Mr. Welbeck.
Yes, sir.
How you be?
God is with us.
Hey, I see you keep.
I did, my brother. So pressure
anyway,
the system.
Anyway, Charlie, so. we don't want no money.
You want no
show money. Us the way.
I'll not be God, though.
Oh, but if you show us the way.
I'll not be God. So if you say show us the way, he's the only one who can show us the way.
Anyway, I agree.
You decide to use the other means.
Which is?
Go take juju money. That was too good.
I like that. But I don't say anyway. Well, mm-hmm. It depends on you, the human being, what it looks
like. Sure.
For. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't want to get money. I want to get money, right? Okay, I have money already. How do I make good use of it? How do I plan? How do I plan my financial goals? Because I feel like that is one of the key problems with we the youth of today, right? So Charlie, we they get money, we are paid, and are we within some few months, it's kind of shit. You won't even know how the money was used.
Thank you very much. I think it's a very brilliant question you put out there.
Okay.
So actually, what it is that becoming financially stable is what we all aimed at.
Sure.
I believe that is the dream of every young guy or every young lady out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are financially stable, you don't have to go somewhere and ask somebody, Charlie, you know, go sort me out with this, make I do this or that. No.
Okay.
And so it is very prudent that as a young guy or a young lady, you be financially stable. I think I want to mention just some few points.
Okay.
So if you want to be financially stable, you first of all need to understand your situation.
Okay. Understand your situation.
Yes.
Okay.
What do I mean by understanding my situation or your situation? I need to know that this is the amount of income mm-hmm. hitting my bank accounts at the end of every month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I know that this is the amount hitting my accounts, I need to also understand myself
mm-hmm.
that with this amount hitting my accounts, what can be done with that amount?
Okay.
You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
So once you are able to understand the situation you find yourself in,
mm-hmm.
you are cool to go.
I see.
Yes.
I see.
And so you need to understand your situation.
Okay.
Number two.
I beg, make you write down. All right.
Reduce your spend below your means.
Okay, spend below your means.
Yes.
All right.
So you now understand yourself
mm-hmm.
that you earn 1,000 Ghana, let me put it that way,
mm-hmm.
a month, or that is the amount hitting your account.
Okay.
So if I'm earning 1,000 Ghana a month, I am not expected to be renting a room more or even up to 500 cedis
okay.
a month.
Okay.
It means I'm a fool. Oh, yes. Let's be honest and sincere to ourselves.
Okay.
I'm earning 1,000 Ghana a month. Why do I need to be paying a rent of 500 cedis a month? What it means is that I've totally divided the money into two. One is going for rent. Now I am left with just a part of it, which is the 500 cedis. So that 500 cedis, you pay transport when you're going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You feed yourself.
Sure. You buy airtime.
You pay water bill.
Yeah.
Prepaid.
Yeah.
If you are not fortunate, cry now if you toilet anymore. I best uncle to your toilet fee. Even while you have toilet, cry, you still pay toilet bill.
Sure.
You know there are some people.
Oh, of course, good. Of course, yeah.
But to ball, go bet yaka.
You said there's nothing free.
Thank you.
In your own comfort zone.
Oh, nam krum krana abe jonsa. You pay.
You pay, sure. Good. And all is for the 500 cedis.
Mm-hmm. And so you realize that by the time the month ends, you've actually exceeded that 1,000 Ghana that hits your account. And so the question is, if you are earning 1,000 cedis and you've spent 1,002 at the end of the month, the 200 cedis, where did you get it from?
Okay.
It's a loan automatically.
Sure.
And so what it means is that you don't understand yourself or your situation. And then you are also not spending below your means. You understand?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
If I'm spending below my means, I am not expected to be seen at an expensive restaurant. Yes.
So, me say, you, anyway, I understand what you mean by you spend below your means. Okay, I get it.
You get it.
Okay.
Yes. Ah, let's be real. My 1,000 Ghana and you see me buying a food of 150 cedis every day. Ah, what are you saying?
All right. Yeah.
So that is it.
Okay.
Spend below your means.
Okay.
Then we can also say reduce high interest debts.
That is the point three.
Yes.
High interest debts. Okay.
Don't go in for loans that will give you a higher interest rate.
Oh, okay.
It won't help you. It will overburden you.
Okay.
Besides, you can't pay. Why are we able to know? Yes. If you're not careful, you'll be paying enough more.
Charlie.
Ah. How do you earn 1,000 cedis and then you go in for a loan that will give you a 10% interest per annum?
But that is cool.
A 10% is cool. Per annum.
Okay, annum. So monthly. Okay.
Yes. It's cool.
So, and how long is the person going to take to pay there?
It depends on what you want. So, you see.
Okay, let's say 6 months.
6 months, that means it's a 60% loan interest.
Oh. Mm. Okay, so meaning that the 10% is annual. So, every month, they're taking 10% out of the. Oh, I see.
This is not something they're going to use the annuity method to calculate.
Okay.
So, if it is annually, that is why they'll be using the annuity method to calculate. What it means is that you pay the same amount every month.
Oh.
But this is 10%. So, by the time you're done with your loan payment, that is if it was spread for 6 months, you're going to be paying 60% of the amount you took. You see how it is?
That's a lot of money there.
And so, loan, yes, 10%. Then he had you. And you know the tricks at times they use. I'm compare them now. Say
I mean.
Also, Misa.
So, so I mean, annum is monthly. And annually
a year.
Is year. Charlie, so please, if you are going for a loan or stuff like that, and you are seeing annually and annum, you should know. So that you also don't go and fall in that the debt trap, right?
So, ideally, let me educate a little.
Okay.
For me, I always advise people not to go in for loan. Look, you go in for loan if and only if you come to use it for business.
Okay.
Why do I go for a loan to pay my school fees? Now, my debt, you're alone. No, you understand what I mean.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are some loans that you can pay even if you're not using for business. I mean, you know that, Charlie, your money be this somewhere you go take them, but you need loan to do one quick, then go.
That one is a loan with that interest. Probably you approach a friend or a family member for those amounts. Those ones are okay. I'm saying reduce high interest debt.
Okay, that is the point. Okay.
You get it?
Okay.
So, if I'm going for a loan, I'm a kwajidia kutuye me school fees. I want to join you. Obey them to your back.
Why? You get issue blasphemy or what?
Mind me, I don't get issue
blasphemy. Anyway, I understand.
I'm just educating a little. Yo, you see, we only go in for loans if you come in to use it for business.
Business.
Do you know people actually go in for loans to buy land? You are a fool. How will you pay? What you are buying is a fixed asset.
Okay.
How will you pay the loan? If it is being spread in 6 months or even a year. any assassin number, I'll be fine back. You
yes,
get it?
And just imagine they are taking 10%.
Yo. So you see, what could you loan Nadia Cotas as assassin at Daho? Till loan the other with Jacka.
That's another one.
It's not as if you are doing anything, be okay. Would you loan the Akoshim to yep. invest so. I mean, your today, business.
You're not doing something that's going to help you get money from.
Thank you.
What you have used the money to purchase.
But who would you loan? Nadia Kotasa. How do you pay back?
Okay.
You get it.
Okay.
Who would you loan? Akowale. Now we have a debt here.
They are dangerous. So.
Who do we need to say? I'm going for a mouse, most more envelopes. What if people don't come?
Charlie, that's it. I make you don't go there, man.
And so, ideally, I advise. Take loans when necessary.
Okay. I think it's
and if you are taking it, it should be for business wise. And kwaji loan fanko ye ye. Kwaji loan fanko ware. Kwaji loan ko trasa asento. If you are taking it now, the kusida ya, that one automatically we are obeying ko far behind. Now say. I am not sure the loan will give you that period.
Okay.
So the best see every year, man. Now we also know we have behind. What if area now? Of course, you know, after a whole a developer. How do you pay back?
Okay.
And I'm not sure the bank will give you a loan that will last for like 6 years.
Okay.
Without you paying a peswa. No, it doesn't work like that. So as a young girl or a young man, you need to. Reduce high interest debt. If you can get a loan from a family or a friend, that comes with no interest. Perfect. Grab it. Okay. Take advantage of it.
Okay. I think that is more.
You get it. Good. It is interest free.
Sure.
So take advantage of it and invest.
That's good.
If the person doesn't even need it now, you can take it and go and do a fixed deposit for 3 months.
Oh. Okay.
The interest becomes yours.
Okay.
And then you pay back the capital to the person.
That's another good idea.
That is it. That is interest-free loans.
Interest-free loans.
From a family member or a friend. The bank will never give you interest-free loan. So don't try it.
This is a good idea, actually. But how many friends out there would help you pay? Because now
that is why I'm saying understand your situation. You know yourself and then you know the type of friends you have. Right. You know the family you have.
Okay.
And so if you think you have people that can actually assist you in times of need, you know yourself. And so, if you don't understand your situation, you don't know where you belong, then definitely you'll become victims to these things.
Sure.
That's good. The fourth point I want to put out there, invest in yourself.
Okay.
Invest in your future. If you invest in your future, it'll pay off. I have a diploma. I have an HND. Until I'm done with school, let me tell you, people who are even in the security service are getting masters, getting doctorates. You know that?
Sure.
Gone were the days where we say, oh, chale me dem USSR. Let me your police be right. No, I don't know. But today, they are upgrading themselves.
But you see,
I am not sure you get to the police force now and you see somebody with SHS.
Yeah. I mean, you see, but then it's just few of them.
Even those people are still going through certain courses.
Yeah, to level up their rank. Yeah.
That is it. So invest in yourself. Yeah. If it is a trade you want to catch up with, do it.
Sure.
If it is a business you want to establish or set up, do it. Say, open so kusunya a 3 year. Do it and do it well. Trust me, it will pay off.
Okay. Yeah, I think that is very, very, very good. That's very good. Because you know, you investing in yourself to level up yourself in life. Charlie,
of course.
Very, very important. Because there was now life is growing. This technology things, this your person will call him. Now two things are being structured with using technology. The one when to me invest, if you're not able to invest in yourself on that educational plan and things.
And it will support your career advancement.
Exactly. Because you know, this financial thing you're talking about, I'm sure probably there are some apps that can actually help you to grow. I mean, well.
Oh, yes. I don't want to mention any of them. But it will look like I'm actually advertising.
Well, I mean,
for them.
I think you should, because Because this investing in yourself to, I mean,
you know why I don't want to. This is it. things do change. Now, this is on record.
Okay.
Once I put it out there, now starts it now building up, and then all of a sudden, you go and refer me to that video.
Oh no 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 no! I don't think it, because you see,
I'm not saying you. People refer to that
Let me put it this way for you. I think, you know, in this technology, this tech world that we find ourselves, every day there's upgrade. And then the tech world now is becoming more competitive, right? So if you mention an app or a site that can actually help you grow your financial, status well, I'm sure probably the person needs to learn about it. And of course, there'll be another app somewhere. It's going to be referrals. I'll just say, if you're an impact, I am more conversant with what you have mentioned, right?
What I can tell you is that save what you can.
Save what you can. What do you mean by that?
If I'm earning 1,000 cedis, decide on the amount you want to save. It shouldn't be forced.
Of course, yes. I think
save it's a, what you can.
I think it's a
you see, thing. Saving as a practice should not be dependent on how much you earn.
Come take that again.
Savings as a practice should not be dependent on how much you earn.
So what does it mean?
So save what you can.
I should save what I can.
Any amount at all.
Even if once you deserve make a
so day. Your savings shouldn't depend on the amount you earn. You get it? Save any amount at all you feel you can save.
Okay. Okay.
But remember, always save first.
Okay.
The moment you receive your salary, think of your savings first.
Okay.
Save first and spend later.
Okay.
You understand?
Sure.
If you are able to groom yourself to that level, you get to a point where you feel like, oh, now I think I have what it takes. Charlie, mama, spend it. And so when you get there, if you are taking 800 cedis to buy one shirt, you don't feel the pains.
Okay.
You get it? Yes.
Because you have saved for that.
That is it. Okay. And so you save first and then you spend later. That's what I'm saying. Save what you can. Your savings shouldn't be dependent on the amount you earn.
Okay.
And farmers said, major 1,000 cedis. So compulsory, I should be saving like 300 cedis. No. Save what you think you can save.
Okay. I think it's a good point. It's a very good point.
It'd be cool to go.
Yeah, it's a very good point. So I want to understand more about this. Investing in your future, right? Because you're talking about this tech thing. I want us to conclude that, because in this tech world, like I said, we find ourselves, it is becoming more competitive. And I don't think you just wake up and then you start growing your money, you are going forward and like without adding more skill to it, right? So I don't know if probably you can share with us some apps or sites or probably some systems we can put in place to
let me tell you something.
Tell me, my boss.
Do you know you can even save and get more interest on Momo than some of the banks?
How?
Yes. I tried something. I had a wallet balance of about 10,000 cedis.
Okay.
And after I think a month or two, is it 3 months or so? Momo gave me, I think, close to 100 cedis, if I'm right.
In 3 months? You had that money seated in your mobile wallet?
Withdrawn, gone, come with.
Okay, the activities in that 3 months was around 10,000. Okay. I mean, of course, that's I got the like interest.
Close to 100 cedis on Momo.
Oh, okay, okay.
By a bank.
But you see,
if it is just savings in that account, I think the rate on savings are doing about 0.00 something thereabout.
But you know, that part I understand. Of course, sometimes Momo they will give you some interest, depend on activities.
I tried something. I deposited an amount in my account for a couple of months, and a month I was earning just 67 cedis interest. So I was like, NTC can be bria, me dey go account see me. I can't just give me 67 cedis. You get it? But if that money was in Momo, my Momo wallet, Charlie, I think I should be getting cash.
Well, that is...
You see, there is an app that I've also tried. And I think they have this things. I think they have two savings platform. One has to do with a DigiSave, and then the other an Eurobond.
Oh, okay.
It is an Achieve app.
Okay.
Yes. So the DigiSave, what it is that it is less risky. If you are afraid of risk, go for those ones.
Okay.
Interest is earned on a daily basis. Yet, of course, it depends on the amount you put in.
You put in, sure.
Yes. So if you are afraid, you can start with a 20 or 50 cedis and then be monitoring it for some time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You
okay,
get it. Okay. And see the amount of cash
that will come.
You will earn on it. The Eurobond, very risky. The interest is about 32 something there, about percent.
Oh.
There is even a possibility of you losing your cash.
On that same app, right?
Yes. Okay, that's so, what I'm saying.
Okay,
risk aspect of that one is high.
Guys, I mean, in as much as he's sharing that, I think I now understand why he didn't want to mention any app, the name of an app or stuff like that. But I think he's only telling us the one that he know, right? So please, let's all be wise, because he has already mentioned in the previous conversation that, I mean, interest rates, what is the interest rate of Ghana?
I think the TB rates, it should be about 24%.
So you should always know. You should know these things. You know, say the Bank of Ghana is giving this rate, and they've entered into a system where they are giving more than what the Bank of Ghana is giving.
That makes it more risky.
Like he's mentioning.
So you might lose your money. Yes.
Yeah. You see, all these things are part of the tech, right? Because always you will not go to the bank and you can go to the bank and they will tell you about it. But you know, say now apps they come. Financial apps, then things they come. So the moment you enter into it, you should know, say, this interest they are giving you is not matching what the government is giving. Automatically, like he said, you are taking risk. A bare farmer for the first 1, 2, 3 months. But after that, you can't sustain on that. You have to wise up. In as much as you want money, Charlie, a flower.
Oh, yes, that one.
Yeah. So please, if you are there and then you want to grow your money using technologies, using apps, using softwares, and then whenever they come in with this interest rate, smashing you with this heavy interest rate, I beg, make you take your time. Consult someone who is good with this financial advices, like my brother here. I mean, he's good. With anything that I know, I want to know about money, I ask him, he tell me, Charlie, make a move. So my brother, I mean, I want you to tell us, I mean, we want to wrap up. So I want you to tell us about how or what you should do as an individual, let's say the youth out there. Because I believe that when you're growing up, the economy you met or the challenges you met is not the same as what we have now.
Sure.
Let me take it that, okay, somebody I know is earning 800 Ghana cedis as salary. And then the person is a graphic designer. And Osora and Apa, 800 Ghana cedis, no, he's staying alone, living apart, one chamber hall. He's paying around 350 Ghana cedis. And then, Bosom so don't mind my press guy. Like those little things. And there's that. How can such a person, I mean, you've mentioned all the points. How can such a person plan, financially plan his life with the money?
You see, I said something, that save what you can.
Sure, sure.
And of course, savings shouldn't be dependent on the amount you earn. Savings shouldn't be dependent on the amount you earn. You get it? So irrespective of the amount you earn, decide on how much you want to save.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Now, this is it. Set a savings and an expenses budget.
Okay.
Set a savings and an expenses budget. Now, once you set a savings and an expenses budget, it helps you to track your expenses.
Okay.
Yes. So if I'm tracking or monitoring my expenses, I will need to know, or I'll get to know that this is the amount I've spent so far. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the amount I have spent is way ahead.
Okay.
More than the amount I am earning as salary.
Oh, okay.
You get it?
Okay.
So set a savings and an expense budget. If you have those methods in place, you are good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Always have in mind. Sorry. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
There are challenging factors, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as you said, increased cost. A lot of challenging factors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But our salaries still remain stagnant.
Charlie.
Recently, transport fares have been increased.
Of course.
Ask yourself, have your salaries been increased?
No, good. Please.
So we have stagnant salaries.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter how you practice your savings life.
Okay.
The thing is this, the challenging factors you can't do without.
Yeah, because Charlie, sometimes to one the money is do you do with they send give outsiders dentists. Sometimes Charlie before.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Plan your savings, get a savings and expenses budget.
Budget, yeah. But also sometimes family dentists you do what they want make you. That one too, you know,
if and so if you have a savings and an expenses budget,
so you stick
know.
To that.
Of course. Look, at the end of the week or the month, if you evaluate yourself and you realize that your expenses have gone way ahead of your savings, you know your records are not balancing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it means if you plan those things and then make sure say it is stick to that.
Yes.
That's good.
So I think once you have those things in place, trust me, you will get everything perfectly.
Yes. That's good. I think, I mean, you have a lot of things to share with us. You're probably going to come back again.
Yeah, all right. I mean, always available.
Going to come back again. So Wolbeck has a lot to teach us, but Charlie, time no go permit us, right? So I want you to leave in the comment section what you would love to see in our next episode about this topic that we're talking about. And it's going to help us because the next one is going to tell us or show us how this plan are being done and done well. So it can help both of us. What I'm actually going to end today's episode right here, and see you in our next episode. Big ups to our proud sponsor, SES Delivery Service, and powered by Sasti.com. My guy, look sharp, we're there for you. Please like, share, and subscribe. My name is Emmanuel Kwata once again. Peace out.